What does it mean mentally and confidence when
Cat
comes down
to play
the way he did?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go back and go for that game. We have to make sure that we do a great job of finding him when he's open. You know, he's a guy that can score the ball, but also pass the ball, and find guys that are open. So we have to continue to do that.
It looks like early on you guys just went to the paint. You guys decided to go inside.
And we played the game. How the game. You know, showed us to be good.
Josh, how encouraging is it for this to be the response to adversity for you guys?
I don't think anything encouraging about it. I think we've just been forced to kind of have to have in this locker room. We've put ourselves in this position. We're ready to answer back the way. And like I said, be ready to build off of it.
And that's first what it might look like when Cat's passes are finding the target.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, he's a hub. He can obviously score the ball at a high level. Five guys in the room. That's something that we want to continue to use for.
In that first half, did you feel like that was some of the fastest / quickest decision making you guys had in a little bit?
I think so. I feel like the last couple of games, even a little bit of game one, played a little slower. Mm-hmm. And that's something that when you're playing slower, now you have to deal with a set defense, the physicality, and all those kind of things. So we wanted to try to play a little bit faster and make quicker decisions.
Would the fans like this started to get a little rowdy once you guys created a little bit of separation there? Were you aware of how the Knicks fans were kind of dominating things in that crowd?
That's our fans. They travel probably best out of any organization, there is in the league. So our fans come out and they show love, home or away. Especially on the East Coast, remember we're not at MSG, that makes it right at home.
Can you see what's like this turn of a game like this? I mean, you've been in a lot of series before. You can probably see it going both directions. A game, a moment can tilt something.
You never know what that could be. But like I said, you can't be satisfied with the performance. You can't go into game five thinking, okay, we had a great game, they're going to do it right now, because they're not. They're going to come out with some strength and some physicality that they probably haven't showed yet. And we got to be ready to weather that storm and have a run for some time.
Josh, tonight, Coach Snyder tipped his hat to your defense. He said that you were the guy that kind of made an impact in guarding every position on the floor. Did you take it personal in this game to make sure that you got out there, guarding CJ with aggression? We saw you guarding Jalen Johnson as well. Was it more of a personal assignment this game?
I've been trying to do that every game of the series. I've been trying to be physical with those guys and take that challenge upon myself. So there was anything different, today. I was just trying to do what I've been doing. I haven't been making shots, so I got to make sure I find a way, to be impactful.
Josh, you. Last one.